I don't think he said he was condoning the behavior. I think he was saying to the government that
he didn't.
He didn't condone the behavior at all. He didn't. He was not condoning the behavior. He, the point that Pastor Dare was making is that he's been wrong in and out of Barbados, and there's several places that people are not wear masks. I saw a gym where there was a spin class. It was actually online. I think the person, someone had recorded it or something. And they were not. They were doing a spin class, and nobody in the spin class was wearing a mask. And I think what he is saying is that...
But were they social distancing? Were they social distancing?
I mean, I couldn't tell if there were 3 feet
because
or not.
Protocol is social distancing and wearing masks. And you have to be careful that you don't... Because if you're social distancing, then the mask does not become a big issue.
Right. So
call it, need to make that point.
That is a salient point.
But what?
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I like to
come across to me is that he is saying that he'd been to these places and he was comfortable associating with this behavior. And I would like to refer him to the Bible. The Bible says that we should obey the government. That is what the Bible says.
But to be fair to Pastor Dare, caller, he did not say he was disobeying the protocols.
No.
He actually exercises the protocols. He said that he has been places where he's seen certain protocols not being exercised. And therefore, he is saying that if you can go to certain places, the gym, for example, and people are not wearing masks, he does not believe that perhaps in the church that you should be so stricken to wear one as well.
If
you're observing social distancing protocols,
that means he's condoning that behavior.
Do you see it as that, Alicia?
No. I think the caller misunderstood what Pastor Dare is saying. Pastor Dare is saying that you should allow people when they come into church to wear their masks for the first half an hour when they're singing, when they're expressing or using the volume. To a certain point where obviously spittle and a number of those things are exposed in a very big way when people are singing. What he's saying that wear the mask early in the first half an hour and after the singing is finished, where people are listening, there's no need for a mask, especially if they're social distancing. You have to understand the two come together, social distancing and wearing the mask. And if you are social distancing, you don't necessarily have to put on a mask because the distance you are from another person does not allow the person's spittle to touch you.
Do you see any room, though, Pastor Lysias, for the mask to be taken off during church or during particular periods of church if you're social distancing? Do you think there is room to allow that?
There's room once you allow your social distancing. I think if you encourage people to, and really all the churches are already seated in social distancing, organized form. I mean, in where we worship at Sherburn, we come in there and the chairs are already 6 to 7 feet apart from each other. So there are social distancing protocols observed. And once they are observed, my view is that within the context of the first half, you know, where singing is taking place, where obviously people's spittle are obviously being released when they're singing and singing loud or even exerting themselves, I would think that you need to wear a mask in that context. I think after that, where there's no more singing done and there's people listening to teaching or listening to preacher, I can see a case to take the mask off.
678 says... Go ahead.
Because I've been to church and when I went in, I was wearing my mask. Mm-hmm. I was the only one with a mask on. And I felt like an alien from space. And then one other person came in and he was wearing one later. And I chatted with him after. And he was wearing one because he said, you know, he was in Canada when this thing broke out and he realized but in his natural environment, that isn't happening. And, you know, and I'm here withholding myself from people that don't want to touch people, that don't want to be, and people are coming up to you and they want to shake your hand, they want to do things. And sometimes I had to break that protocol just to be, because I remember the first person I said, sorry, but, you know, we're not allowed to. And I was looked upon like, you know, well, where are you from? What part of the world you can't be from? This planet. So as Elysius was saying, I think you have to use your better judgment. You don't go out there trying to push people in one direction or another. We have to congratulate Barbados for the way it has handled COVID.
Yes.
A lot of thanks to the way the government and the people have responded.
Sure.
And I say Barbadians have really, really, really demonstrated that this is a serious thing. And we would like to see the end of it. And they've been observing all the protocols and so on.
I want to ask Dr. Mohammed, just a second, Monsieur Vincent. I want to ask Dr. Mohammed, are the Muslims observing the protocols inside of the church? Because I have already seen in the mosque. I don't see inside of the mosque. I don't see masks being worn, and they still appear very close. And this is the one, the mosque I'm seeing there in near Fontebelle. Can you shed some light on that?
To the best of my, I want to say something before you ask me this question, so I hope you get a chance to answer both. So first of all, as leaders, I mean, so we are first of all human beings, and then we are of different religious denominations. The human nature, human behavior sometimes permit and go past what our religious doctrine may say. So to answer your question first, and then my comment, yes, we are observing the protocols to the best of my knowledge. We had visits from the various health authorities and the COVID enforcement team, and Desire when he was in play. They were pretty satisfied. There were one or two things that they instructed us in terms of refining and fine-tuning in terms of what we did. But yes, we have clear markers on the grounds for that indicate the necessary distance that is required. We've asked all our members to bring their own prayer mats. We've asked all of them to perform the necessary ablution from home. The masks are mandatory. And I'm not saying that if you have 100 people or 200 people in the mosque, all 200 may have it. Like as anything else, you have persons who may want to resist or maybe a little defiant. You may have one or two persons that may have been swayed through peer pressure or even threats to wear the mask. But by and large, we have complaints, and the one of the conditions into entering mosque is complaints. As I said at the beginning and the opening, Islam tells you clearly that yes, I mean, if you claim God to be so loving or forgiving, we're not saying that because you don't adhere to what you're accustomed to adhering, that God is going to throw you in hell. If he's that loving, understanding, and as I said, the faith tells you clearly that preservation of life and health is paramount. And preserving one life is as though preserving entire humanity, and losing a life is as though you have lost or killed the entire humanity. So based on this premise, we are obliged to follow the science and the health rules, and we're also obliged to follow the law of the land as the government dictates. Now, what I want to say earlier before you ask me a question, Barry, was that I'm trying hard to separate my medical cap from the cap I'm wearing here today in terms of a representative of the Muslim Association. And quite often, for example, sometimes you have to submit. This panel consists of persons who are highly trained in the religious doctrine. They have persons who are highly trained in the medical and scientific field. And as a society, and everyone, a cohesive, functional society, we must respect the various specialties and training. People spent decades training on certain health, public health protocols, infection control. And for us to come and express in this forum a personal view on what is necessary and what is not necessary, pushing aside what the experts and the scientists are saying, I find it a little confusing. And if you want a functional society that works, we must respect, as a broadcaster, your knowledge, and as a priest, his knowledge, and as a scientist and medic and a doctor, his knowledge, and we must work together as a unit. And so when a doctor or a medical professional tells you this is what's happening and this is what's going on. And the other thing I also find is that as Barbadians, we be blessed. You know, we have this culture where every year we hear a hurricane warning, for example, and a hurricane skips and skims and goes somewhere else. That person says, oh, look, again, there we go, all crying wolf, and we never get hit by hurricane. And admittedly, I don't think many of this generation are living today actually experienced a hurricane, but it exists. The Congo's in the Caribbean. Don't go to France or US or New York. Go to Jamaica, who've been doing pretty well up to a few weeks ago, and it's all now in country spread. Look at the other countries. And so on the one hand, we are complaining about some people are not complying and they go into the gyms and here are not seeing it. Does that make it right?
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, look,
as leaders of a community, we must set examples. So we must follow what the science says and what the country says and what the government and the health professionals says, and do our best to protect our people, not only spiritually, but also physically and health-wise.
All right, Dr. Mohammed, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have tons of messages and calls. We're also going to hear from Reverend Senator John Rogers, who I really want to hear from on a couple of these issues. You're listening to Brass Tacks Sundays, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing. Big or small, at Williams Metals we have
it all. At Williams Metals we have it all. Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tacks Sundays. Of course, we are looking today at COVID-19 and the impact it has had on the church, the protocols as well. How well are they being observed in the churches around Barbados? And some church leaders are calling for the relaxation of certain protocols because it's stifling what they say and they call a reverence that they're having with the people and with God. Reverend Senator John Rogers, you wear several hats. I think we just had a bit of a crash there with the senator. I think that the system has just crashed. So what are we going to do? We're going to go to the telephone lines while we boot that back up. Good morning. You're live on 92.9 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Greetings to you and your guests and to all listeners. As I listen to this program, I listen to it with great interest because it seems to me that the church is looking at this more from a financial perspective than from a health perspective. So that's my opinion, all right? I want to just quote some scriptures, because scriptures comes in because they deal with all sort of issues. The wise man Solomon said, money is a protection, the same as wisdom is a protection. But the advantage of knowledge preserves the soul. Jesus' disciples once asked Jesus, what will we get as we follow you? And Jesus told them, well, you will get more now in this time and in this new world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that we all guys knew of this account with a young man who wanted to know what he had to do to get eternal life. And I will just narrate down. Jesus said to his disciples, said to the young man, go and sell all your belongings, give to the poor, and come be my follower. And he went away grieved. Jesus said to his disciples, how easy it is for a camel to get to the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. Now, Jesus was not saying rich people were not going to heaven. But as I said, we went on to the point. He said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. I think as far as I look at this program, and the attitude of the church, you all lack faith.
Why would you say that they lack faith? They're telling it as they're seeing it, as it is happening. And I think that they're doing more than ever to try and give people that confidence and that faith. So I personally would not agree with that. I'm getting a message here from Derek Forty. He said he's a leading pharmacist in Barbados. Derek, thank you. He says, are persons now more inclined not to follow protocols now?
Barry, you need to unmute.
No, there's no czar. Are persons more inclined not to follow protocols now because there's no czar? Let me bring in Senator John Rogers at this particular stage. Reverend, so happy to have you. I know you just finished your church
Barry,
service.
Barry, you need to unmute. You're mute. Yeah, Barry, you're muted.
Am I being heard, Dennis? All right, we just have a little technical issue here. We're going to try and just sort it out. Senator Reverend Rogers, are you hearing me? All right, sorry, we had a bit of a problem there just now. I just wanted to say that I got a very important message from Derek Ford, a leading pharmacist. He is asking, are persons more inclined not to follow protocols now? There's no czar. So I wanted to bring in Reverend John Rogers on that particular topic and also ask him how his church is faring. Senator Rogers, good to see you as always. I know you just finished your church service. Were all protocols observed there this morning?
Good to you, Barry, and good day to other members of the panel.
Thank you.
Based on what I saw, yes. I just want to, first of all, in joining the discussion, the little I've heard, thank the Ministry of Health and our officials here on the island for the protocols they've put in place, especially for churches. I know some people may find it as very stringent, but the reality is that churches tend to be hot spots throughout the world. And we have to take that into account, along with the fact that Barbados has a high level of NCDs, and these seem to be the people who are most affected by these things. So I know it may seem a bit draconian, and the Czar might have seemed a bit serious when we saw him on television, but it is compliments to the protocols and the discipline of the people of Barbados, because we have a very disciplined society still, that we're able to be at this point where we're able to have our churches open. Granted, it is not at the level we would have been at when we first went into lockdown, but we understand that pretty well. And one of the things I've been encouraging my members to do is do not come out if you're not comfortable. If you're not comfortable, chances are you're going to make mistakes. Just, you know, we continue to stream, as Dr. Joseph said, and we're reaching wider audiences, actually, through
that
medium.
Do you think, though, that since the Czar has gone, that people have been a bit more relaxed? People have been a bit more relaxed.
Well, I don't know if it's just the absence of the Czar or just human nature. When we begin to see that there are not as many cases coming in, we begin to believe everything is okay. And one of the things we have to continue to impress upon people is that this disease is still very much in its embryonic stages on the world stage, and we do not know much about it. The scientists are still trying to grapple with this pandemic. And so we would do well to keep all our protocols in place and give thanks to God for where we are. I just want to, just a little snippet of history to tell us that our situation here in Barbados in 2020 is not as bad as it would have been for former generations in the 1854 cholera pandemic, when churches were closed from May to December. At least we have social media and so on that we can still contact our people. Then they endured it. I believe that we can endure it now. And I wish to thank all the people of Barbados for following the protocols in the way they have been following and the discipline that they've exercised thus far. And just to encourage us to keep our hands on the button, don't take our eyes off what is happening. And as church leaders, you know, I know that we want to see all of our members back. I would love to see my children back, but I am also aware that as the WhatsApp thing has been going around, I sent my child to school with a Spider-Man mask and he came back with Paw Patrol and told me he swapped. But really? That's the nature of children, you see, and we have to continue to be careful with them and make sure that they're protected as well.
At least you find this funny, but that could be a very very serious state of affairs.
No, hey Barry, you're still on mute.
Yeah.
Barry, you're still on mute. You are still on mute.
I think they are.
Yeah,
some
I was saying, at least you find this funny, but that could be a serious state of affairs.
I didn't hear that.
I was saying to Pastor Alicius, I see him laughing. Funny that your son swapped mask at school, but I was saying to him that that could be a serious state of affairs.
I haven't even brought my son to school back out yet. We're hoping to have them back in October, but you know, we're trying to put every possible thing in place, because even the little children who have been coming to church, as Monsignor Vincent said, you know, one of them came up for a blessing. I've been doing my social distance blessing, but one of them just came and she hugged me. But we wear a lot of clothes, so she didn't really touch me. She just, you know. But that's the nature of children.
But I think we've introduced a very significant component in the whole equation, children. Because children take risks, and they help us to balance between security, health, and risk. And in any pandemic, you have to learn how far can you push to take the risk when you exit the pandemic. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I don't claim to have the answer, but we have to take risk, because I think the government did very well in balancing the economic risk with the health risk. And I think those are risks that you cannot you cannot resolve easy. There are tensions that you got to constantly work with. But the children, what I want to make, help us. And children have a way of leading us into areas that we are afraid of. The mere fact of swapping, because the children are resilient. They're resilient than ever. They will take risks. They will try things that we will never try. And I think it is a good thing. And you know, Jesus said, except you change and become like a little child, you will not experience the fullness of the kingdom.
At least just hold tight on that one. Let's go back to the telephone lines. Good morning or good afternoon. Now it's just about 12 o'clock. You're live on Brass Tack Sundays. Hello.
And a very good afternoon to you. Enjoying the conversation.
Thank you, sir.
And I remember listening to Monsignor earlier, and he was saying that in a situation like COVID-19, we should, at this point, don't just include a church in it. Let it be that you're dealing with the nation, not just the particular churches. And if you look at it as a holistic thing, then you might find that your approach to dealing with it might be better. I heard this morning to a number of people quoting from different part of Scripture. I hope not to be sacrilegious, but I want to quote from Facebook. And I will go to Facebook 1, beginning at 1. And it says, when I wear a mask over my nose and mouth in public and in the stores, churches, supermarkets, pharmacies, offices, I want you to know the following. I am educated enough to know that I could be asymptomatic and still give you the virus. No, I don't live in fear of the virus. I just want to be part of the solution, not the problem. I don't feel like the government controls me. I feel like I'm an adult contributing to the security of our society, and I want to teach others the same. If we could all live with the consideration of others in mind, the whole world would be a much better place. Wearing a mask doesn't make me weak, scared, stupid, or even controlled. It makes me caring and responsible and God-fearing. When you think about your appearance, discomfort, or other people's opinion of you, imagine a loved one, a child, a father, a mother, grandparent, aunt, uncle, or even a stranger placed on a ventilator, alone without you or any family member allowed at their bedside. Ask yourself, if you could have helped a little by wearing a mask, and not, end quotation note from my Facebook. You know, I'm not looking at it from a personal perspective. And somebody mentioned about churches wanting to do this, but if you are as a church, you want to be taking care of the well-being of your parishioners, of your members, or whatever. You want to show your members and your parishioners that you are responsible. You want to show them that you have the love of God in your heart, and that is what you want to share with them. And that is my comment.
Thank you so much, sir. Let's take another call. Perhaps the callers have a question directly for the panel. Good morning. Good afternoon, Rava. You're live on Brass Tack Sunday.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. As it relates to the gentleman, that the Pentecostal pastor,
mm-hmm.
about relaxing, you know, the protocols. Trinidad government, right, the 4th of May, were voted as the first country in the world that could have come out of COVID by the Oxford University and CDC. The first country that was given the opportunity to come out. Because of that, and people relaxing this and that, there are 3,800 today in change. That's because of people setting in the church and thing. If I would relax anything as it relates to the churches, the Pentecostal church would relax because if you have the Hallelujah and all the God bless, I would release the Catholic Church probably first, if it, incrementally. I can't relax it all in one. So this gentleman got to... Hello?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
We need to maintain the COVID is here. The COVID is here. It's not going nowhere. It is not adjusting to us. We have to adjust to COVID. We have to adjust to COVID. The church will have to keep COVID for a while, and it is not going to be here forever. I believe in science, and science will solve it. It's not going to be here forever. So just cool yourself. Just go yourself.
Monsieur Vincent, this gentleman is said that he would relax the Catholic Church first. But you particularly said in from the onset, this is not a Catholic Church, a Muslim, or a Pentecostal issue. It's a worldwide issue. So you can't relax one.
I said that if I had to relax it, it would be done incrementally, and the Pentecostal Church would be the last.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You cannot incrementally relax something. That's my point. You can't incrementally relax something. So
my thing is not to relax it. I'm not for the relaxing. But he said, F. I can buy the Pentecostal, relax his hand with the Catholic. But you know, the hell of a hallelujah, being tambourines and jumping up in the golf ball, flying left, right, and center. You know what I'm saying? If the Catholic Church is half an hour, everybody got done, gone home already, and they have 3 hours keeping service. And the thing is that they had a community spread, and it was in the church. All the community spread came from a church, a Pentecostal church. But you know that. And the reverend know that. It came from the Pentecost Church. And I know the Pentecost Church no water relaxed when they were the first people who violated the protocols. And COVID came among them.
Pastor Alicius, how do you respond to that? Because I know for sure the Pentecostal churches, they have very long services. In fact, there are some Pentecostal churches, this is pre-COVID, that churches used to go on so long that they used to have lunch. So you go from a morning service and, you used to have lunch at church and just go on and go on. Suddenly go right on to 6 o'clock. I'm beginning to see his point. How do you respond to that as the Pentecostal man on the panel?
Well, but I think that has changed. I think. There's the post-COVID church. I think that is a lot shorter. I think most persons have probably pushed their service between 1 to 2 hours. I think because initially when the government had established the standard of just creating a short service within an hour or within an hour and a half, I don't think many people have changed from that. I think that's still operational among many churches today. Especially Pentecostal church. I don't think they have extended their hours beyond those 1 to 2.
Monsieur Vincent, what's the average time of a church service now in the Catholic Church? Monsieur Vincent is on mute, unfortunately. Let me ask that perhaps to Dr. Abdul Muhammad. What's the average time in the Muslim world? How long do you actually worship for? How long do you pray?
And these services are longer than Pentecostal. I was in Chicago and I went to service in the Catholic Church, and it was a long, long service, after which there was a lunch in the basement. And I was sitting next to a lady. She told me that she was a Baptist. And she said, I can't tell the difference. She can't tell the difference between the Catholic and Baptist. So again, I think we have to de-emphasize religious beliefs and practices. This is something that has touched the whole human race. Mm-hmm. And let us see how we together can fight it. And as I said at the beginning of it, do not think of church as you used to. And this is a whole new world that we are faced with. And if you think that, okay, it is going to be over, and we're going to get back to what they call normal, there is no such thing as the normal. We have to face the new normal. And how are we preparing our people? And it is not just, you know, going viral either. We have to look for new ways and new means of helping people to find God in this presence, their experience.
Dr. Rogers, has the Anglican Church shortened their services?
I wouldn't say shortened. There was a time when the protocol said you had to work within an hour, but then that was changed to, I think, an hour and a half or 2 hours. And Our services would not normally go that long unless it's a sung mass. And because of the reduced numbers and the way communion is being administered now, the services are much shorter.
All right.
So
that's good. That's good to hear. Good morning. You're live on Brass Tacks Sundays. Thank you so much for joining us. Good afternoon. Sorry. Hello, go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, let me say I'm not a Christian. I don't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that everybody trying to really kill Pastor Deer.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, as common sense prevails, and people have to look at it and realize that Barbados, everything bringing no people since the end of, this is September, July, August. People have a common, a closed case. I don't see why it is that people got to be so picky. If Mr. Pastor Deer believe that his congregation is clean of COVID, unless they go and mix it with some person that come in from Jamaica or Guyana or Venezuela or Canada or England, I don't see where all the problem, all the borders, everybody confusing this issue for. I don't see why it is that everybody got to say everybody should wear a mask and hug up in your clothes. But why should people wear all this lot of masks when that the country do not have a community spread? I would like to ask that question to the Mansoor.
Yeah.
And Joseph.
Gentlemen, a question has been posed. Mansoor, you want to take it first?